The Mother's Promise by Sally Hepworth. Read for you by Barry Krynick. When the doctor gave Alice Stanhope the news, she was thinking about Zoe. Was she all right? Was today a bad day? What was she doing? In fact, Alice was so swept up in thoughts of Zoe that when the doctor cleared his throat, she startled. "Sorry," she said. "I zoned out for a second." Dr. Brooks glanced at the nurse on Alice's right, who sat with her hand close to, but not quite touching, Alice's. The nurse's role in this hadn't been entirely clear until this moment, when she scooted a little closer on her chair. Clearly, she was here to translate the medical speak. "Alice, Dr. Brooks was just saying that, unfortunately, your test results, they're not what we had hoped for. Given the ultrasound and now these test results, I'm afraid..." On the wall clock, Alice noticed the time, 10:14 a.m. Zoe would be in third period. Science. Or would she? Some days, if she wasn't feeling up to it, she skipped a class or two in the middle of the day. Alice always covered for her. In fact, if it weren't for this appointment, she might have suggested Zoe have a day at home today. Instead, she'd watched as Zoe packed up her books and bravely headed out the door. In a way, the brave days were the worst. The strained smile, the "I'm fine, Mom," was somehow more painful to take than the "I ache, Mom, I can't face the day." "Alice?" Alice looked at the nurse, whose name she'd forgotten, and apologized again. She tried to focus, but Zoe lurked in the shadows of her thoughts, so much that the nurse started to look a little like Zoe. The nurse was older, of course, 30-ish maybe, but she was pretty, with the same chestnut hair and pink lips Zoe had, the same heart-shaped face. She even had Zoe's pallor, off-white with purplish shadows under her eyes.
"Would you like to go over it again?" the nurse suggested.
Alice nodded and tried to concentrate as the nurse talked about a mass, a CA-125 score, a something-or-other ectomy. She knew this nurse, Kate, according to her name badge, and Dr. Brooks didn't think she was taking it seriously enough, but Alice simply couldn't seem to conjure up the required feelings of fear and dread. She'd been through it too many times. The irregular pap smear, the unusual breast lump, the rash no one could seem to diagnose. She seemed to have a knack for attracting illnesses and ailments that required just enough investigation to be financially and emotionally draining, but, and she knew she ought to be grateful for this, always stopped short of the main event. Now it was happening again. She was prepared to go through the motions. As a single mother, she was committed to looking after her health. But what she really wanted was to get it over with, so she could get to work.
"Alice," Kate was saying, "I'm concerned that you're here alone. Is there someone I can call for you? There was no emergency contact listed on your paperwork. Perhaps you have a family member or a friend?"
"No."
"You don't have anyone?"
"No," she said. "It's just my daughter and me." The doctor and nurse exchanged a look.